I'll give you a moment to switch the gears within your brain back to English. Hopefully those gears don't grind. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who makes small things big. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, over the years, with this particular service, it has been kind of a joy and a challenge in order to find a decent sermon illustration that has something, anything to do with being German. Over the years, I have talked about things like a Christmas pickle, which it turns out is not a German thing at all, but is something that is just attributed to Germans. I've talked about the Christmas tree, which indeed is a German thing. I've talked about Krampus. I've talked about all sorts of different German things, including probably our most notorious German service when we made you sing all of the verses to "From Heaven Above, to Earth I Come." There's 15 verses to that song. It took us a while. Some of you were wondering if Jesus was going to come back during the sermon. And so, as I was thinking about it this season, I was thinking about, well, what is what are the things that I haven't talked about yet? And I started asking people, well, which sermon illustrations have you forgotten? Maybe I'll just reuse one. But there's one that seems to almost have been excluded just because it's so obvious. And that one thing is something that you can find throughout Germany now, something called a Christmas market. And these Christmas markets are all over the place. They're even at my home church in St. Louis, Missouri. They started doing a Christmas market in their neighborhood. And you kind of wonder, okay, how does something like this start? How does it become big? How does it catch on? Well, it turns out that the Christmas market actually started out in 1434 in the town of Dresden. And during the time, it was a small little affair. It was two of the merchants in Dresden got together. One of those merchants was a baker. The other one was somebody who worked with wood, not a carpenter, but somebody who worked with wood and making ornaments and things like that. And they decided, well, people need the stuff that we have to offer. Why don't we just get together and be out in the town square during December while people are out trying to find these things? Why don't we make it just a little bit easier for people to find us? And so, sure enough, this started to grow, and they started to bring even more vendors in and more people that were selling their wares, and pretty soon this market got to be a pretty big deal. And pretty soon this kind of market started showing up throughout all of Germany, and then throughout all of Europe. And it all started from two people that decided, hey, people need the stuff that we have. Why don't we make it a little bit easier for them to get it? And so we have those two people, a baker and a maker of wooden ornaments, to thank for this ingenious invention of a Christmas market. Now today, maybe you go, oh, Christmas market, who cares? Because Christmas markets pale in comparison to the other things that we have. We have the A to Z of Amazon. We have Etsy, which probably sells more wooden ornaments in 15 minutes than that wooden ornament maker did in his entire lifetime when he started this market. And so sometimes we look at things and we go, well, I'd almost want it to be small again. I'd want to go to a Christmas market someplace where I knew that it was something small. And we start kind of wondering, have we gotten too busy in this celebration of Christmas? Has it become too much about buying and selling? Have we, in fact, maybe made it too easy to buy and to sell for Christmas? And maybe, maybe not. It depends on where you come in on that. But another question comes in after that, and that question is, well, what made the Christmas market such a big deal? What makes Amazon such a big deal during our time today? What makes Etsy such a big deal? How does something like that grow? And of course, if you talk to Jeff Bezos, or you talk to the people that are in charge of Etsy, or you talk to the people that are in charge of the different Christmas markets all across Europe, they'll say, well, obviously, it's because we've got such great stuff that people want to come and get our great stuff. And amazingly, that a lot of times is how the church kind of sets itself up to the rest of our culture. We say, hey, we've got all of this great stuff. Why don't you come in and get some great stuff? But the problem with that is that it just kind of misses the mark a little bit, because the thing is that you don't care about Amazon. You don't care about Etsy. You probably don't even care about the Christmas market. But what you care about is the thing that you find there. What you care about is the gift. And the gift is the thing that matters. If you find that perfect gift for the person that you love, it doesn't matter if it came from Amazon or from Etsy or from a Christmas market, or if it came from your convenience store in your neighborhood. If it's the perfect gift, it's the perfect gift. Because it's the perfect gift. And that, brothers and sisters in Christ, is the message of Christmas. The message of Christmas is that you get a perfect gift. That perfect gift is born in Bethlehem, another place that was really little. A place that even Micah says, oh, you Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you who are too small, from you shall come something great. From you shall come something perfect. From you shall come a leader who will lead humanity into a new age. And so when Jesus is born in Bethlehem, it's almost as if Jesus is being born into your local convenience store. It's almost as if Jesus is being born into a place where you would not expect him to be found. It's like you got some gas and you walked into the station by the Shell and you said, that's it. That's the thing. It's in the wrong place. And I'm not going to tell him where I got it from. But that's it. That's the perfect gift. Because you see, it doesn't matter where the perfect gift comes from, but it matters that it's the perfect gift. And the whole reason that we find out from scriptures that Jesus was found, this perfect gift in Bethlehem, is to show us that it's not about where it's found, but to show us it's about what is found. Many of you don't come to this church on a regular basis, at least more than once a year for this thing. Maybe you go elsewhere. maybe you go nowhere. To you, the message of Christmas is the same for the people that show up here every week. Some even more than once a week. The message is that we have this perfect gift. And it's not about finding University Lutheran. It's not about finding us. It's not about finding 925 West Jefferson Street, because you know how difficult that is if you've tried to find us. And it's even more difficult to try to find parking. But what it's about is it's about trying to find Jesus, this Savior of the world, who has come to announce your forgiveness, to announce that God loves you, to announce that there is goodness to be found in the strangest of places, in our little convenience store by the campus here. That what matters is not this building, but what matters is what is offered in this building. And what is offered for you here tonight is a clear message that you are loved by the eternal God who came into a strange place so that he might love it well. And you, brother or sister, you are just as strange, if not more strange, than this place. You are a Bethlehem. You are a unusual place to find the Spirit of the Holy Living God. But nonetheless, he promises that he is there for you. He promises that he is there for you through his word, through his sacraments. And that finding him in you is better than finding any treasure online, in a Christmas market, in a church, in a convenience store, or wherever. Finding him in you is eternal life. So may he be found in you, Bethlehems. And may you rejoice as he is born into your hearts, into your minds, into your souls. Amen.